Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, I'm Brendan Burchard, and I'm honored to be your high performance coach today with this episode. I've spent the last 20 years studying human behavior change and writing, coaching, and training literally at the top levels on the topics of motivation, focus, productivity, confidence, and more. My goal, inspired by my own personal journey, is to help you and my audience live, love, and matter, which means to feel more vibrant, more connected, and more fulfilled in every area of your life. That's what we're doing today. If you like today's episode, grab a screenshot and share it on Instagram. Just tag me at Brendan Burchard so I can see you and give you a shout out or a hello. And if you want to go to another level of personal development in your life this month, be sure to join me live every month in my coaching program. Just visit hpxcoaching.com to get signed up. I teach a brand new personal development session every single month, meaning it's like a personal development seminar for you live
every single month on the first of the month. And then after I teach that for about 75 minutes, then we do live breakouts where you get to meet new people, network with people, set your monthly goals, and establish real accountability for your growth. Listen, you know that expert guidance and real consistency and an inspiring community is critical to your growth. So join me this month on the first. Just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com. It's time to level up, my friend. It's time to take your year back. It's time to find that focus and that confidence and that vibrancy and that vibe again. Go to hpxcoaching.com and let me be your coach into fuller levels of high performance in every area of your life. Now, without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. I am here today to talk to you about the power of pivot, but I'm also here to talk to you about how I started my career. I'm here to talk about how you can start yours. I'm here to talk to you about, like, how do you deal with this craziness we have going on in the world right now in a service-driven way? You know, because everyone wants to do something right now, but they don't know what to do. And it's so hard when it's stressful and you're freaking out and, you know, you're already, everyone here, you've already been pivoting. You've already been trying new things. So now it's just a matter of what level do you want to go to in your life, right? You've already been adjusting, adapting. Now just, okay, what level do I want to go to? You've already taught yourself you can adapt. I mean, some of you can see it. I cut my hair today. You look at that. Anyone else cut your own hair recently? Anyone in quarantine? Like, I've cut my hair in quarantine. We're learning some new things together, people. So you're already adapting. So you might as well adapt into success. You're already thinking about the things that should change in the world. So you might as well change those things in your internal world that will unlight, like open up your joy and your happiness to do what I always talk about, bring the joy, to bring some joy into this world in these dark and crazy and chaotic times. That's not just something you get to do. That's a responsibility we have right now. That's a responsibility we have right now. We got to turn this energy around. You know, so many of us have been stuck in coping. Cope. And by that, it's very important. We've had to be empathetic with each other, empathetic with other people to realize how difficult this time is. As you know, you're taking care of 50 different things, trying 20 different things, signing up for 17, like all this stuff is going on, plus the kids, plus you're trying to figure out the food, plus you're trying to figure out jobs and the future and security. Like, as all that's going on, that's okay. But listen, I'm here today to share with you, if you have not yet made this shift, here's the shift you have to make. We must at some point go from having that space of internal where we're focused on just the coping, just trying to deal, just trying to figure it out, just trying to get back in balance, just trying to be empathetic with other people. And we got to shift from that like coping mechanism back into performance. We got to stop just, how am I going to get through this, to no, how am I going to rise? How am I going to be my best? How am I going to exude and express the truest, most beautiful, most vibrant and fulfilled part of my nature? Not just, oh God, how do I get through the day again? And I know how easy it is to get stuck in that. Who's been stuck in that cycle at some point in the last 5 months where you had like several weeks where it sucked? Anybody? And maybe it didn't suck, like everything was so terrible, but you know, because your friends will say, why can't you just be happy? Well, yeah, you can be happy. I always say, you can be extremely happy, grateful, appreciative of what you have right now in front of you, and ambitious for a better tomorrow. That's a false dichotomy that you can't be happy and still striving. No, I'm like, if you ever meet me, I'm a happy guy. I'm grateful and I still want things. Even the Dalai Lama, the most spiritual being supposedly on the planet. Here's this person who's incredibly grateful, present, connected with what is now, and still wants the world to be better and still challenges himself to give. You know, it's so often we get stuck in our own head, and I'm here to tell you this, and I hope you'll hear this with love. because I've sat in so many of your shoes before, you don't even know. But often the reason people don't start their dreams, it's not because of what everyone else tells you. Oh, they don't start their dreams because, you know, they're fearful. They can't figure things out. Oh, they don't start their dreams because they're just oblivious to the opportunities. Oh, they don't start their dreams because of this doubt or that down thing or this circumstance. You know why most people, I found after coaching people one-on-one for 20 years of my life, every single week, 20 years. You know why most people don't start their dreams? They're afraid to be seen starting small. They're embarrassed to be seen starting small. But all things start small. People don't start their dreams because they're embarrassed to be seen starting small. They're embarrassed for their neighbor to see they only got 10 views. They're embarrassed that their old coworkers are like, she's a coach? What's she doing with herself? Who does she think she is? I worked with her. She wasn't that great. You're embarrassed that your family's going to be like, who are you? What are you trying to do? I had Thanksgiving with you. You ate all the food. You know what I'm saying? You're worried what other people are going to think about you. And that is blocking your own action from learning and giving and contributing and changing the world. And then you tell yourself, well, I'm embarrassed what they're going to think. So I better get everything perfect. And now your perfectionism stops the very progress that would make you feel good. And so you're getting in your own way because you're worried so much about what other people think. And then you try to get so perfect and so buttoned up and so proper that maybe they'll take me seriously if I, like what? You need, what are you going to tell yourself? You need a fancier background? What? I mean, I don't even know if these plants behind me are real. I don't even know. Who cares? What else are you going to tell yourself? Oh, it's a video. I don't know how to do the internet. I don't know how to send emails. I don't know how to make money. I, you know, who am I? Because this. It's like, oh my gosh. You've got to choose whether or not you continue the downward spiral trends that stop you from progressing, or you would choose to realize that the only upward spiral always comes from trying. Always comes from serving. Always comes when you demand more of yourself than what you're comfortable with. You got to demand more of yourself than what you're comfortable with. You do. That's that upward spiral. Your upward spiral. Listen, I don't want you just pivot a little bit. I want you to experience the upward spiral and momentum. But momentum only comes from that action. Motivation only comes from momentum. That means all things rest on forward movement, even if it's imperfect, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's ugly. And I know that. Listen, I had the same thing as many of you. Like, you know, for me, I went to school. I had a good experience mostly until a girl cheated on me. And if you know my story, a girl cheated on me when I was 19 years old. She was my high school sweetheart. I wasn't equipped with the emotional intelligence to deal with it. And when that relationship fell apart, I fell apart. And I really fell apart. I fell in the depths of depression, then suicidal ideation and planning. And fortunately, unrelatedly, I had a car accident that made me realize the preciousness of this life, y'all. I realized I didn't want to take my life. I wanted to live it. I realized I didn't want to take my life. I wanted to live it. I realized my heart wasn't broken forever. I wanted love still. I realized I was a young man. I wasn't done. I still had things I could do to make a difference, to matter, to change things. And so I just kept at it. And I believed things could be good. I went to college, finished college, got a good job. You know, it even had benefits. You ever get a job with benefits? Who remembers our first job with benefits? I thought that was, they're giving me what? I get a paycheck every 2 weeks. It was the most unbelievable thing ever. I couldn't even believe it. It was more than my parents had ever made working two full-time jobs between them. Couldn't believe it. Great job. Unbelievable. And I had a great job. And nothing wrong with the job. It was okay. It was fine. Paid. I mean, I could pay my rent. I was happy about that. But inside, I noticed that I wanted something different and something more. You know how, if I can give you three ideas today, how I'd like to start with this first one. And this, I'm not going to say the words right, and I think they're both really hard to spell, but don't be oblivious to the obvious. Don't be so oblivious to the obvious. And that always starts within. Like you, the way you unleash your life and you open up and you enjoy things again, and you find your passion is you start following those interests, but not casually. You go, oh, let me dive in there. Let me see what that's about. Let me try that out. Let me notice the internal calling. See, what you're missing is you're mistaking often the internal calling for having complete clarity. See, you don't take action because you don't have the perfect, complete step-by-step blueprint sometimes. So you're like, I don't know. The how is going to get figured out. You got to recognize what's inside, saying, this is good, but it's not exactly right. This is good, but I feel like I could do more, be more, serve more, learn more, give more. And honoring that. So it begins, don't be oblivious to the obvious feelings inside that say, I want to try something new. The second thing is, don't be oblivious to the marketplace. I would say a good 90% of the world just discovered virtual coaching and going live in virtual groups. Let me share some numbers to you for those who are new to the industry. I was blessed to leave that corporate job in whatever it was, 2006, and write my first book called Life's Golden Ticket. It was the first book I released to the public anyway. And I was unhappy with how it did. I didn't know marketing. The world of experts and thought leadership didn't even have a name yet. You were an author, or you were a speaker, or you were a coach, or you were some, we didn't call ourselves thought leaders or influencers back then. And if anyone's done a good job, I hope for the last decade of teaching the world about what thought leadership is and influencership really is, I hope that my name gets thrown in that bucket, because for me, I figured out in 2007. So listen to some of the numbers that people don't know. I'll give you an example. Like Ustream, you started going live broadcasts. That was in 2008. Some of you might remember, now don't worry about the politics here, but if you watched the Republican National Convention in 2008, it was broadcast live for the very first time. If you don't like that side of the party, don't worry. Barack Obama's inauguration, January 2009, broadcast live on the internet. 2009, that same year, I made my first big launch, big money going live in 2009. So why am I saying this? YouTube Live started being available for everyone 2011 to 2013, the whole world. So I say that because we're 10 to 12 years into this. And some people are just finding it now. If that's you, okay, good. You got what's called a second chance. There's some of us who've been doing this, who started their first videos and they were like, weird and awkward. That's me. I was so weird and awkward my first videos. You don't even know. I had like a shirt that hung open. I was all like, hello, everybody. It was like scary. Anyone ever try to do your first video and you can't even pronounce your name? You're like, hi, I'm Brendan Burchard. Hi, I'm Brendan Burchard. Hi, I'm Brendan Burchard. Hi. And you can't even, you're like, I hate my tone. I hate my voice. Oh my God. Yeah, that was me for my first 100 videos. Okay, you get over it. But because I wasn't oblivious to what was happening, I was like, wait, things are going online? Things are going virtual? Things are going live? And if you missed the first wave, here's what I'm here to tell you. Don't miss the second one.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about, and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to.
don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
You ever heard that metaphor? Have you heard me talk about Experts Academy before? It's like as a metaphor, the old world, it's like everyone's standing on the shore and they hop in the boats and they go out into the world. And some of them come back and they go, oh my gosh, there's treasures. There's new lands. There's gold out there. Oh my gosh. And some people, they just stand on the shores for whatever. That's crazy. That's a new thing. That's unsafe. Whatever. You're so crazy. And more people went the second time. Fewer came back because it was better in the new world, but salespeople came back. So you had two or three boats going, but finally someone came back and there was only like five people standing on the shore because everybody else had already gone or died. The new world is set sail. If this is your first time hearing about you being able to earn by sharing your voice, by teaching, by monetizing your learning, your passions, your interests, your ability to go find information, to solve problems, to talk with people, to coach with people, what I call thought leadership. If this is the first time you're hearing it, I want you to hear me say it began in 2008, where it was worldwide available, popular, possible. Now, there was a whole raft of us who got on. And what happened? And then when we got to this day, we're ready. And some of you are going to go, well, that means I'm too late. No, what that means is this is the second boat. Don't miss it now. Don't be oblivious to what's happening in the world. The world just did this. What we are doing here, the world just did it. That means you have first mover advantage. Because remember, back then, that live broadcast was more outbound. This is more interactive. It's interactive. That's the new part. I'm from Montana. For those who don't know, I grew up in a super small town. I had no idea what was possible. No idea. But you know what I loved? I loved that I had to teach to learn. Somewhere along the line, it switched in my head. I loved to learn, but you know when I learned the best? When I'm teaching. And hearing what people say about it, and I get it back. You want to become an expert? You don't become an expert, then start monetizing. You start helping people and working problems through with them. You start figuring out, what do you know that could be helpful? What could you research that could be helpful? What could you say? How could you interact? How could you guide them? And all of a sudden, your expertise gains in the interaction and in the process of teaching. You don't just go on the internet and suddenly you're wealthy. No, you go on the internet, or you start interacting with the clients, and the wealth builds as you stay consistent. Because as you stay consistent, you learn. As you learn, you notice those little things that work and don't work. You know what to say. You get better at it. You get over yourself. And all of a sudden, you become a better teacher. As you become a better teacher, you grow your wealth. I'm not, everyone thinks I'm like this amazing business person. I'm like, no, I'm a good teacher. I love teaching. The business comes along with it. You got to learn what to do. So if number one is, don't be oblivious to the obvious is you have a calling, you brought you here today. And the obvious is what's happening in the marketplace. And you got to grab hold of it and take advantage of it right now. Because there's not going to be four or five more boats coming. This is your time. You've got to teach to learn. And the good thing is you get to monetize your learning. Do you know what I did this morning? I spent 3 hours reading books I like, taking notes on them, thinking about how that adds up into a framework or something that I can teach from, that I can understand from my own perspective and share. And I'll go live with that in what, at the top of the month. And I go live with tens of thousands of people and I just teach. How cool is that? And I get paid for that? Anyone else dig this? I get paid to learn and share. That's the hardest thing, is to find people who want to learn and share. That's literally the hardest thing. Because you think it's hard turning on a camera or joining Zoom? No. But you're telling yourself this story, oh, email sure sounds hard. The internet sure sounds hard. You can figure it out, because guess what? If it's true you're a learner, you're going to take the step to sign up to keep learning more so you can master it. I never knew, think everything I do now that you all see me do, right? And in the last, these years, my first time on stage, mortified, threw up backstage. Now, you know, in the last decade, I would say the only person who earned more from stages was Tony Robbins than us, right? And Tony's a great friend and mentor. I love the guy. Learned so much from him. I presented Experts Academy, all this stuff on thought leadership, at Tony's seminar in 2009 to his people. I was shouting from his stage in 2009, there's this whole new world called the experts industry, the thought leadership industry, where you take what you learn and you share it, and you do that on the internet, and that can be a career. I taught that 11 years ago on Tony's stage. Please think about that. Don't miss this time. Don't miss it. For those of you who are here, you love learning. I'm just here to say, might as well monetize learning. I think it's important. You think you have to do everything. You got to do webinars. You got to do online videos and Facebook groups. And you got to write books and do membership areas and masterminds. You've got to do live events. You've got to, you know, have team for digital media, digital marketing, social media tools. You got to do online chat. Like, you're like, oh my God. You need three things. You need three things. That's it. Three things. Number one, and this is where it all begins. Number one, where it all begins, is you need to have what I call the integrated product suite. It's fancy friggin' words. The integrated product suite. What does that mean? You need three offers. Three offers. You can start with one, but you can also scale to millions with three. Three offers. What does that mean? A low-tier offer, meaning a low-priced offer. Then a mid-tier offer, mid-priced offer. Then a high-tier offer, high-priced offer. Now, I know that's too simple, but for a Montana kid, I was like, oh, okay. So if I had a book, low-priced, and I had like an online course, mid-priced, and then they could work with me on the internet as a coach, high-priced, that would be like a business. Now you got to decide, but the whole model can be that for you. We call it integrated product suite. Why? Because if they want the low price, they'll buy the mid to get the high, right? Think about how many, Apple users, any Apple users out there, right? You remember you bought the iPod, then the iPhone, then the iPad, then the, that's called escalation. That's called an integrated product suite. I became famous in business strategy for teaching. Oh, there's a name for that. It's called an integrated product suite. So you got it? But you don't need five. Listen, I always remind people, Apple, when Steve Jobs came back to Apple, what did he do? After he got booted out, he came back in. He said, why do we have 28 things here we're selling? We should be selling five or six. So a billion-dollar company, listen, only sold five or six things. And you, in your living room, think you're going to start 15? A billion-dollar company sells five or six things? No. The beauty is you need to sell one, two, or three tops. Tops. So stop freaking out. The second thing, what do you need? Consistency on social media. And it was like, oh, I don't want to be consistent on social media. Fine. Hire someone to make you consistent on social media. Like, I'm not live every day on social media. Why? Because I'm a dork. I like to read books and stuff. You get to pick where you play. You don't have to do everything. Right now, you know what people are getting wrong? They're getting work-life balance wrong right now. Work-life balance is not about equal number of hours going to equal things. Well, I better give 4 hours to the kids today and 4 hours to work and 4 hours to husband and 4 hours. No, work-life balance is not about hours of balance. Work-life balance is about harmony. Harmony, not hours. There's some days, man, it was the kids all day for you. There's some days, you know, the pipe broke in the basement. That was what got the attention. You need to build the business that runs regardless of those days. The business earns just as much tomorrow online if I show up and do anything on social media or not. You know, that's the freedom that we're after. That's the freedom we're after. Okay, so number one, the integrated product suite. Number two, social media consistency. You have to set that up so that there's that people can see, like, who is this? What is this person doing? What's this about? And number three, absolute awesome value in number one and number two. Just awesome value, good energy value, good, like, share your learning. Just be awesome value. And don't think you have to be so different than everyone else on the world. You have to be you and share what you're learning. If you just shared every day what you're learning and you kept learning every day, I always say, listen, people would be profoundly wealthy if they stopped focusing so much on money and they focused on service. You want richness in your life? Share what you are learning so it eases someone else's pain or shortens their learning curve.
All right. Hey, my friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're ready to go to another level, don't forget, go to hpxcoaching.com. Let me be your coach. Let me spend the first of each month with you, giving you a personal development seminar. Let me help you get unstuck, break through your emotional blocks, find your real clarity, your real passion, your real purpose, and implement the habits that you know you need to implement. Change your life by getting a coach, getting some expert guidance. Listen, you got as far as you could get. You're here. You've achieved so much in your life. But to go to another level requires another level of mindset, another level of discipline, another level of direction and community and consistency. And that is what my coaching program is all about. So go to hpxcoaching.com. And listen, if you're ready to go to a whole other level, I'm hiring. Please go to brandon.com/hiring for our open roles. I got a big secret project that we are rolling out, and you'll only find information on that at brandon.com/hiring. We've got, I don't know, 10 or 12 open positions there. If you ever wanted to work with me, if you wanted me to be your leader, you wanted me to literally employ you and help you grow in your career and do what we do. Serving this mission of helping people around the world achieve their dreams faster, helping them improve their lives. We live every day as a team to do that, and we are currently hiring. We're building out a new product, and we need some people to help us do that. Brandon.com/hiring. If you don't know how to spell my name, don't even think about it. We're looking for people who are pros. If you're interested in internship with me, don't go there. We're not hiring interns. If you're interested in starting your career with me, don't go there. We are an A team here. We've got people who are really experienced. So if you're new to personal development or you're new to marketing, you're probably not going to be the person we're looking for. We're looking for people with at least 3 years of professional experience in a lot of different roles, because we take this role very seriously. We get to change lives, and millions of them, every single day. That's the work. So we're looking for real pros, top of your game, ready to come on to an organization that reaches just as many people in the world as any other personal development influencer or trainer on the planet. And we'd be excited to have you join us in a big new initiative we're rolling out for the beginning of the year. I can't even tell you any more about that. Go to brandon.com/hiring if you'd like to work with us. And if you just want to go to another level and have me as your coach, not your boss, go to hpxcoaching.com so I can give you a brand new personal development session this month to help you set your goals, get on track, get unstuck, and achieve your ultimate difference. Go to hpxcoaching.com for that. Thanks again for listening to The Brendan Show. You all mean so much to me. I have so much coming out in the next couple of months for you here that's going to be unique and special, and I know you're going to love it. So keep your head up. I know it's been a hard year. Please remember, as always, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.